This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colleges and universities across Colorado are reporting upticks in COVID-19 outbreaks this week. Lindsay Fent reports.
Fraternity and sorority houses at the University of Colorado Boulder account for 4 of the 9 higher ed-based outbreaks identified by the State Health Department this week. Health officials in Boulder estimate that 3/4 of the county's COVID-19 cases are linked to students at CU. But that campus is not alone. Colorado Mesa University in Grand Junction and the University of Denver also reported outbreaks this week, both in their respective athletic departments. Regis University in Denver quarantined more than 130 students Tuesday night after detecting a cluster of disease cases that are linked to university housing complex. For CPR News, I'm Lindsay Fent.
Some Colorado counties will be receiving their ballot information booklets in more than one language ahead of the November election. CPR's May Ortega has more.
The so-called Blue Book must be distributed in languages other than English if a county has a large enough population that speaks another language. Registered voters in Denver, Conejos, Costilla, and Sawatch counties will receive the book in English and Spanish. Meanwhile, Montezuma County voters will have it in English and the native language of Ute. I'm May Ortega, CPR News.
Fort Collins will impose water restrictions. The city faces a water shortage, extreme drought, reservoir repairs, and the effects of the Cameron Peak wildfire. New watering rules take effect October 1st. The city plans to lift restrictions by November 30th. Fort Collins and the Front Range have highs today in the 80s. This is CPR News.